Back on Downtown, time to talk a little Black Bear hockey. Our Black Bear reports brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. We're joined by the voice of the Bears, our friend John Shields. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm great. Man, it's a wonderful night to be inside a hockey arena.
You know, it's nice and warm in here. I'm at the Alphonse right now, feeling pretty good in here.
Yeah, no danger of the ice melting tonight.
I think we might have a good ice sheet tonight. I think it'll be nice and hard.
Would say so.
Good night for some ice.
Yeah, if not there, then out in the parking lot.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was thinking this week. Just flood the football field and let's play this one outside.
Well, when we talked a week ago, we were discussing Coach Ben Barr's desire to see some consistent play from his Black Bears. Well, wish granted last weekend against nationally ranked Providence.
Yeah, no joke. They knocked the Friars right out of the top 20 with two wins with the weekend sweep. So great weekend for Maine and the win category. And then Saturday, the shutout, over 50 saves for Victor Ostman, who got the shutout. But as fun as that is, 50 saves is not a recipe for success when you're playing a team like Boston University.
Yeah, and you don't want to give up that many shots. Although, as I understand, though, that you know, a lot of them were not exactly high percentage shots.
Yes, correct, correct. And Victor did make a lot of good saves when he had to. So his solid season continues here. And I think high percentage or not high percentage, if you give a team like Boston University 30 plus shots on goal, it could be a rough night.
Well, yeah, BU number 3 in the country. Was it 2 weeks ago that the Black Bears played them twice? It seems like only yesterday.
Yes, a chance for some revenge here. A rough trip to Boston University. So Maine has not forgotten that, and it's fresh in their memory, and they got a chance for a little bit of redemption here tonight playing BU just for one game. BU tonight, and then they're back at it on Sunday. But an opportunity to show themselves that they can skate with a team like Boston University.
So what do the Bears need to do differently tonight to be successful?
Well, one of the things at BU that especially the second night that they can't let happen is giving easy shooting lanes to the net. I mean, of the 9 goals that BU scored on that Saturday night, 7 were first shot opportunities. They've got to find a way to get in front of their goalie to help out Victor Ostman, to not give BU a chance to get first shots on net. And then, you know, Victor's going to have to find a way to stop those first shots, make some rebounds, put the pucks in the corners, cover up chances when he has to. So you can't let them pick their corners. It's a very talented BU team that can score at will, as we saw that last trip down there. So they have to find a way to take away the middle between the dots and that grade A opportunity area between the circles. If they can take that opportunity away from BU, they can hang around in this game.
And then they get tomorrow off and square off against Merrimack on Sunday. And what do you expect from that game?
Well, that's another chance for some redemption. When they went to Merrimack, they lost twice earlier this year. Two really, really close games at Merrimack earlier in the year. So a chance to have another crack at Merrimack, who's been struggling. I expect that to be a very close hockey game on Sunday afternoon, a 2:00 faceoff Sunday. So that will be a fun one to see what they can do against the Warriors. So a chance for a little bit of payback this weekend, tonight and Sunday.
Well, you like the sound of that. And boy, points are at a premium right now in the Hockey East. A whole lot of teams bunched together. So any points you can get at this point in the season are going to serve you well when you get closer to playoff time.
Yeah, every weekend is going to be critical from here on out. The playoff picture will start to come together. So you can't leave points on the table here. And, you know, Maine has put themselves in a position to potentially host the first round game, that first game. Probably not going to have an opportunity to get that first round bye in my mind, but they could definitely easily be in a position, if they play well and win games they need to win, to host an opening round game, which would be great considering they were finished in the poll to end up in last place on the year. So that would prove some people wrong, and they put themselves in a position to possibly do that.
Excellent. Well, tonight, 6:30 pregame show, 7:05 puck drop.
That is correct. 7:00 tonight, face-off, 2:00 on Sunday. I'm feeling a little nervous here, Rich. I got Mike Toole. He's He's sponsoring the segment, and he's listening to every word I'm saying.
Well, look, Mike will be here to offer an opposing viewpoint because he's on the show Monday afternoon. So if there's any disagreement, Mike will be here to straighten it out on Monday.
Okay, you can clean up all this mess on Monday, Mike. Okay.
Well, you have a good time tonight, John. Look, if you get cold, you just let yourself get wrapped up in the loving arms of Larry Mahoney.
I will. I'll just cozy on up to Larry if it gets chilly in here, and we'll be good to go.
All right. Have a good broadcast, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rich.
That's John Shields, voice of the Maine Black Bears on Downtown Black Bear Reports. Yes, they are. Brought to you by Clearpoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And yes, Mike will be with us right here in studio on Monday afternoon. Also by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. See Tom and the gang at Bennett Auto Center or check them out online at BennettAutoCenter.com.